ABC News.
Hello, Glenn Lauder with the latest from the newsroom. New figures show the economy grew by 0.2% in the first 3 months of 2023. It's only a third of the recorded growth of the previous quarter. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the figures are in line with government projections. A task force has been set up to look into how money should be collected to support the aged care sector into the future. The 2021 Royal Commission into Aged Care suggested a levy on personal income, and the Aged Care Minister Annika Wells says all options are on the table, but the opposition says it's concerned by the government's refusal to rule out a new tax. Australia's ambassador to the US has defended the professionalism of the Defence Force in the wake of a court's findings against Ben Robert Smith. Kevin Rudd says any Australian would be shocked and dismayed following the court's finding in a defamation case that there was substantial truth to the allegations that Victoria Cross recipient was involved or complicit in 4 unlawful killings in Afghanistan. But Mr. Rudd says the vast majority of Australian defence personnel are highly professional. And the Melbourne City Council says closing major streets to cars at peak times will give pedestrians more freedom. Under the council's plan, parts of Flinders, Spencer and Collins streets would be closed to cars at set times each day. But the Lord Mayor says there are no plans for a complete ban on cars in the CBD. ABC News.